In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Today's gospel for the given day, this Thursday of the seventh week after of Pascha, has words in it that always frighten me a little bit. I actually hope they frighten you too. I hope that you take stock of yourself every time you hear these words, and you do what you can to make sure that you would be able to answer these words truthfully. Not just what you believe now, but what you'll believe in the future and how you'll act in the future. That kind of truth. Because I can truthfully answer these words, yes, now. But we're coming upon a time when there might be great tribulation. There already is in the world great tribulation for many Christians. And it could easily touch us during our lifetime in a way that is terrible, that we could not even imagine. The Lord asked this question to his disciples. Now do ye believe? Behold, an hour is coming, and hath now come, that ye shall be scattered each to his own, and shall leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. He says, now do ye believe? They had just exclaimed that he was no longer speaking a proverb, and they understood exactly what he was saying. And he answered, now do ye believe? That's the question we should ask ourselves. Do you believe? Not just that you say, I believe in God, I believe in the Trinity, I believe in the Incarnation, I'm a son, a daughter of the Church. Not that kind of belief. I'm talking about, in any circumstance, is God more important to you than whatever you're going through? Now, we can say that he is, but there could be terrible things happening in the future. Now do ye believe? I wonder about that. Sometimes I wonder if my prison ministry is just so that I could understand something of what it's like to be in prison. Because I think there will be a time coming when they put people in prison who speak the truth merely for speaking the truth. It's happened before. In the past century it happened. And it even happened in this century, which is very young still. So now do ye believe? Now, how are we going to know we believe? I guess to some extent that's something that you'll only know when you're going through what you're going through. So we should say we believe by the grace of God, and then with God helping us, we will be able to pass through any fire that we go through in this life. But the key now is what the Lord says before he gives this question to his disciples. We begin the gospel reading by the Lord telling his disciples, whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. And then he goes on to say, keep on asking and ye shall receive, in order that your joy shall be made full. Now, in many English translations, it only says, keep asking. But actually, if you look at the verb is a continuous action. It assumes that you don't stop asking. Not that you pray once a day, or twice a day, or three times, but that you keep on asking. You keep on having the name of Jesus on your lips, and you keep on praying throughout the entire day, throughout your entire life. Now, we're not quite capable of that because we're very weak, and let's admit it, we're lazy, and we are very worldly people. So because of our worldliness and our laziness, we don't pray 100% of the time. But that should be your goal, to keep on asking, to not stop. And if you keep on asking with the name of Jesus on your lips, then changes occur in your heart and you become stronger, more humble, but also more strong. So that when this question is asked of you, now do you believe, you'll be able to answer yes. Christianity, more and more, even within the Orthodox Church, is being dumbed down, being made easy. There are churches where people will rebel if pews are not built. They build a beautiful new church, and the church is up in an uproar if the pastor wants to be rid of the pews that were in the old church, because the people say, the services are long, we need to sit. That's how dumbed down Christianity has become, that people are lazy. They don't come to the services. They don't pray very much at home. As a pastor, I ask people sometimes in confession, do you pray? And they say, yes. And when I get the answer about what they mean is they say, Ochanash, once a day. And they think that they pray. And really, if you look at Orthodox Christians, they have the same decrepit and stupid attitudes about some of the public political things in our day as anybody that's not Orthodox. They buy into some of this political rhetoric about sexuality especially. Christianity is being dumbed down. Such people, I'm not sure when it comes time for them to show that they believe that they'll be able to show it. But I'm not sure about myself either. And I don't believe all that junk. So you shouldn't be sure either. You should pray without stopping. You should keep on asking. Keep on reading the scriptures. Every day is a battle. Christianity is not meant to be easy. It's not meant to be fun. It's meant to lead to life. So if life is easy for you, you better look around, because something's coming and you better be ready for it. That's what this gospel tells me. Now do ye believe? Belief cannot be manufactured. You can't just turn it on. Belief has to come from long association with God. And that long association would be through prayer, through the services, through the Eucharist, through confession, through fasting, through having a desire to be in union with Him every moment of your life. And then if there is a time when you're asked that question under very difficult circumstances, you'll be able to answer yes. Now there's one other thing that this gospel tells me. It gives me great hope, because the disciples who were about to run away went and said, now we understand what you're saying. And they didn't understand. The Apostle Peter said, I won't deny you. Even if everybody else does, I won't deny you. The Apostle Thomas said, let us go to Jerusalem so we can die with him. The Apostles John and James, Boanerges, they said, through their mother, a proxy, they said, let us sit at your right hand and your left in the kingdom. All the apostles argued about who was greatest. Thank God that He is merciful to us and doesn't, shall we say, keep track of the stupid things we say, the foolish things we say, arrogant things, self-centered things. If you pray, then even though you might occasionally let something pretty dumb pass your lips, and you might have thoughts that are wrong, God will bring you to truth. I find that in my own life. I am very happy that there are not movies from when I was a young man. Some of the things I said in my zeal that were wrong, hurtful. Sometimes they were true, but they weren't true in the context in which I said them. Sometimes I said things about myself that proved to be not so true, because I wasn't as strong as I thought I was. And so it was with the disciples. They thought they were ready to die for him. And a crowd comes to Gethsemane and they run away. And they were even scared after the resurrection, huddled together, hiding from the Jews. And yet, what did God do? Their sound hath gone forth into all the world, because he forgave them their foolish sayings. And he helped them to believe. Even though when they said, "Now we believe," they weren't telling the truth. They thought they believed, but they didn't. Not fully. God saw their desire to believe. So that's what will save you and I. Our desire to believe. Our effort in believing. And as far as the foolish things that we say, let us hope that they don't show up on Facebook. And certainly God will blot them out if we believe. And if we struggle to believe. God help us to be ready to believe when it's difficult to believe.